This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
There's something called Coco.
Yes, Mr.
There's something
Jones.
Called Coco. It's one of the indigenous games. You know, it's growing across the province, Polokwane in particular, where it's gaining real momentum. There's a structured, district level league now in place. And the Polokwane Coco Association has registered 8 clubs for the 2026 season. Mm. And these clubs are competing across 2 categories. That is the under 15 and seniors for both girls and boys. And all the clubs are ready for action as we speak.
Hey. So this morning for the podium, you know, we always bring sports to the front and bring the people that are behind your base sporting codes and just try to understand what is going on and to understand more about their work, their plans and all of that. We're talking to the secretary of the Polokwane Coco Association, who is joining us right now, Tlosi Kwaila. Good morning. Good morning. Okay.
This call is now being recorded.
Let us help you find your space. Are you good?
Yes, I'm okay. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
No, thank you. I'm not sure if you are moving around. We were struggling. There's a bit of, friction.
I think it's windy.
If maybe you can find a spot to stand or to wait a bit for the conversation, it will be very helpful. Are you able to do that?
Yes, no problem. No problem.
Okay. No, thank you so much. Welcome to the show. Are you well?
Yes, I'm well. And let me take this opportunity to greet all the listeners.
Yes. You know, Mr. Jones and I, much to our embarrassment, have not heard of Coco before, and we were just wondering. So for those who may be like us, who may not be familiar, what exactly is Coco and how is it played? Give us an idea.
Okay, no problem. Coco is one of the sporting codes under indigenous games. Mind you, we are having 9 sporting codes under indigenous games. So namely, in short, we are having Coco, we are having Diheke, Intonga, Khati, Liketo, Marabaraba, Moruba. So now since we are talking about Coco, we are having Polokwane Coco Association, which means it's starting from the local level, district, province, and national as well. So what is Coco, as your question? Coco is a sporting code whereby we are using 2 teams, which is Team A and Team B. The other one... let me start by saying it's in short. If ever you play Chabalogotokatia
Do you know it? Chabalogotokatia Oloma. It's not hide and seek. It's tag. Like if you have to tag someone.
You tag someone, yeah.
And then you have to run.
Yeah.
And the last one to get tagged, then there's the one who's actually.
I know it.
Oh,
yeah, that's Coco now. Yes,
how big is the sport in Polokwane, and what are you guys doing to make sure that it grows by leaps and bounds and attract more young people?
Truly speaking, we are growing as Polokwane Coco Association. Mind you, we launched officially in 2022. So currently we are having 8 clubs in 2 categories, which is senior and under 15. And mind you, we are having boys and girls playing against girls and boys versus boys. So it's growing very well. From 2022, we had 5 teams, then 16, 17. Now we are having 8 teams, both categories, 8 for girls, under 15, senior, boys under 15, and senior as well.
Okay, this is so interesting. So under the indigenous games, we could...
And embarrassing.
I know. I'm like, what is Coco? No, embarrassing on our behalf, because we were like, what game is this? Now we know. I mean, we've played this game before. We know it.
Before, correct.
na shabambe vachikadzi chiharuma shabambe vachikadzi
ya kiona chava lohoto katsi ya goloba chava lohoto mara mutsimutsiva dzi varino vavathu vavati mara. If you've just joined us, we are speaking to the Polokwane Coco Association about the rise of this fast-paced indigenous sport. So, you know, I mean, they were just explaining to us that indigenous sports, games like Budiweke and, you know, so Coco is one of those games. We're talking to the secretary of the Polokwane Coco Association, Tlosi Kwaela, who's joining us. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. Are there opportunities?
No problem.
Yeah. When we look at indigenous sports, are there opportunities? I mean, Coco, for example, does it create opportunities for young athletes in the province?
Yes. Trust me, this coach, as I've said, is Chabalogoto Katia Oloma, just modified then for the name of Coco. So we are having the rules just like other sporting codes, you know. So, fortunately, since I've said we are having the local and the district, the province, the national, then now we are having the international, meaning last year in January, we had a World Cup for Coco.
World Cup for Coco. Lefastic Abu Para, like world.
Yes. The tournament held in India.
Okay.
And we had a team from South Africa played in this tournament. So in Limpopo, we had one of the official and one of the player from part of a national team played in India. So you can see that this code is a big. So originally, Coco is from India in terms of the formal rules. formal rules.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so even this year, we are having a Commonwealth Coco tournament. This one will be held in India as well.
All right. So, Joe, let's look at your vision for Coco in Polokwane and Limpopo in general in the next few years, yes.
The vision is big. It's big because since I said we started in 2022 with small number, then now we are on 8 clubs. So meaning we are having other clubs, those want to join, but unfortunately they are late. So which means by next year we will be having more clubs as Polokwane Coco Association. And we are also having schools because this coach is also forming part of school sports. So you can see that players, they play out of school and they also play in schools for Coco. So it's a big coach. Our vision is, I mean, it's too big. It's too big for this coach.
Yeah, sure. That's the, you know, for someone who's listening right now, who is interested in the sport, how do they get involved with you and how can they get involved? How can they support you? How can they be a part of your community?
Yes, thanks for the question. Number one, we used to tell people that number one, you must have a club. So that once you're having a club, you are located within Polokwane, for example, then you come to us, then we will capture you on our database and we also feature you. Then number two, to those who want to support, they are also welcome to support us for Polokwane Coco Association. So just for the exposure, and we are looking for people, those who want to support, they're welcomed.
Are you on social media? Can someone, you know, can someone search for you and find you? Is there an email? How do they get in touch with you?
Yes, we are having a Facebook page, which is Polokwane Coco Association. So then they can just follow us there. They will get us in Facebook page as Polokwane Coco Association, and we are also having the district one, which is Capricorn Coco Association. So I'm the secretary for Polokwane Coco Association, and I'm the former chairperson, the first former chairperson for Polokwane Coco Association. Then now I'm the secretary, we are having the chairperson, and for the first time we are having a lady as the chairperson for this code. So that's how we support ladies in sports And that's how we want to grow this sporting code.
That's beautiful. As far as you know, do you know if maybe in other districts there's any activity?
Yes, truly speaking, since we are having Limpopo Cocoa Association, and mind you, Limpopo having five districts, which is Capricorn, Wembeskuku, Mopani, and Notaberg. Yes, we do have, so for now, on our database, I think for Limpopo Cocoa Association, we will come and tell more about the upper level. Because at the Limpopo Cocoa Association, I'm the DGT chairperson there.
No, that's beautiful. And, you know, thank you so much for keeping Indigenous Games alive through all these activities that you have planned. You're doing absolutely amazing. Thank you. It's been great talking to you this morning. That's the Secretary for Polokwane Cocoa Association, Tlosi Kwaila.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.